America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
Take it to the house.
Hello, Dave. Happy week eight to you, sir.
Hopefully you guys took it to the house last week and had a big win. We are now halfway through the fantasy football regular season. Yep. And in the past, I would say, all right, now you know where your teams are. But I feel like in every league, there's like two people that are 5-2. Two people that are 2-5. Mm-hmm. And everyone else is 3-4 and 4-3. And the first 7 weeks almost don't even matter. Which is crazy considering all the injuries and all the hell that the NFL has kind of put us through with their players and whatnot, while also enjoying the game that we love. So I think being prepared for the second half of the fantasy season is huge. And just because you're 2-5, Bish, yeah, it doesn't mean that you're out of it by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I'm 2-5 in one league and I'm done, Ski. But I am. I won two games last week by a combined total of 3 points.
Oh, nice.
So, and I got completely hooked. But all right, one league. I'm 4-3 in this league. I got Kyler, and now, but I also have Tua coming off the IR if he's playing, which I assume he is. Who do you like there, Kyler or Tua?
Assuming that he plays, it's Tua, and it's because this offense is going to operate much differently with him compared to the other crummy quarterbacks that they've put in under center. It's built for Tua, mm-hmm, and he knows what to do. And the fact that he's able to practice this week, I think it's a really good sign. The fact that he wanted to come back and play, I think that tells you how motivated he is to come back and be a factor and to help the Dolphins win. And Tyreek Hill spoke to the media down here in South Florida yesterday, and he literally said, put me back in your labs. He cursed about it. He's mm-hmm. talking to the fantasy universe. He knows that he just hasn't been in an offense that's tailored to him without Tua. And remember, he's been outspoken about Tua all along. This offense is going to look a lot better with Tua Tagovailoa in it. And so here's the thing. Tyreek Hill is like a must-start receiver again. Mm-hmm. I think Jalen Waddle's a number two receiver, partially because we kind of have a lot of injuries at wide receiver right now, and you don't have a lot of choices. He would be a number three receiver if everybody were healthy. But Devon Achane's been terrible, really, since he's come back from his concussion. And I wonder if you could trade for him on the cheap. So you might want to go and approach the manager in your league who has Devon Achane, see what they would give up for him and get him on your team, because everybody's going to be better with Tua under center for however long that is. Hopefully it's the rest of the season.
Hey, Dave, I really want to add Cedric Tillman to one of my rosters, and you're going to laugh, okay, but I don't want to cut this person that I have a hard time quitting this person. And his name is Taysom Hill. Is that just a complete waste of time? Is he just clogging my bench? Can you give me some clarity here? No, he's missed like the last three or four weeks.
Yeah, he's got a rib injury,
yeah, I believe.
He's had a rib injury, and it's kind of a weird thing with Taysom Hill. We know that the Saints aren't going to have Derek Carr this week. Do the Saints consider putting Taysom Hill at quarterback if he's ready to play?
See, that's why
Rattler's been so terrible. What
you just said there, that's the reason why I have a hard time letting him go, because they'll use him in so many different ways. I feel like he's like a cheat code if I have him, and I don't want to give him up.
So let me just tell you about Cedric Tillman, and then you can make the decision about whether or not you want him. First of all, not a very fast wide receiver, physical wide receiver, playing in Cleveland. We know that the opportunity is going to be there because they traded Amari Cooper. Jameis Winston's the quarterback. That's always going to be a grab bag when it comes to him putting the ball in the air. Got a lot of targets last week. I think the only safe target getter in Cleveland moving forward is David Njoku, the tight end. Okay, he's going to, just for whatever reason, there's a disconnect between him and Deshaun Watson. But with every other quarterback that the Browns have rolled in there, Njoku's gone off. It makes me nervous that what we saw from Tillman last week is a mirage. I don't know if he's a big-time after-catch player unless the defense makes a mistake. I don't see him as anything more than maybe somebody that you speculate with one of your bench spots. But frankly, if you don't need wide receiver help in full PPR, you might as well just stick with Taysom Hill and see what happens this week. Now, listen, when Carr comes back, I don't know if Taysom Hill's value is going to be very good. Maybe it's like a streaming tight end. That's it. But we might be spending 60 seconds on two guys that really just don't matter for fantasy football.
That's fine.
All right. Devontae Smith, who was a big dud last week. Or Brian Thomas Jr.?
I like both of them a lot. I think I'm going to lean toward... Devontae Smith. And the reason why he was a dud last week is because the Eagles really just leaned on Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts only threw the ball 14 times in the game.
Right.
So I think they're going to have to do more than that. This could be a shootout against Cincinnati. And I low-key like the Packers' defense. I think that they're actually better than the stats say that they are. And I wonder if they're just going to harass Trevor Lawrence. I do like Thomas Jr. because of his upside. But I think Devontae Smith in the slot against Cincinnati, that's been a winning spot for wide receivers this year. Mike Hilton hasn't been as good as he has in years past. And I could see Devontae Smith having a big bounce-back game.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. If you have a question for Dave Richard, and we know that you do.
All right, let me see here. Cakes, where are we going to go? Let's go. Oh, I got to make sure I got him on hold. Yep. Almost botched that again.
Get Valdez. Dave locked in. Keep him locked
we
in, my friend.
Almost botched that. All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, friends. How's everybody?
Hello, great. Jacques.
Great.
Sweet deal. Hey, Dave. So I've got Kyler Murray, which, you know, it's been an up-and-down situation, and it's hard to trust him right now. For this week, I noticed that Patrick Mahomes appeared on the waiver wire, which is probably where he belongs as a streaming quarterback at this point. But against the Raiders, do I pick him up and play him over Kyler this week?
I've got Kyler ranked two spots ahead of Mahomes, but I don't feel so strongly about it where you pivot to Mahomes and I, you know, curse you out for it or something like that. And by the way, if I did that, I think I'd like be struck by lightning, cursing out Pastor
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't advise that.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're going to always sing the praises. But the bottom line is this. Adding DeAndre Hopkins, I think it'll help Patrick Mahomes. I don't think it necessarily changes the tenor or the directive of what the Chiefs offense is. And the Chiefs are still going to be able to run the ball very, very well against the Raiders. I think if Mahomes has two touchdowns, I'm not sure there's going to be more than like 200 yards along with it. So I think there's just a little bit more upside for Kyler Murray, who, let's face it, without his legs, he'd be impossible to start in fantasy. But the fact that he's able to run for some long touchdowns, keep the offense on the field with his legs, that's a good thing. I just wish that the Cardinals would let him throw more. If I believe in the Dolphins' offense putting up points, then I think this could be one of those weeks where Kyler Murray does have to throw more, and Murray could have better numbers. I think he's got a higher ceiling than Mahomes.
Best of luck, Jacques.
Thank you, Jacques. Appreciate it, bud. Let's go to George Waldorf. George, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, Dave. I need to have either Cup or Neighbors, Dave. Help me out here. I need help. Cup or Neighbors.
I love them both this week, and I know that Malik Nabers delivered a dud, and we're all very concerned about this Giants offense moving forward. Guess what? I'm still taking him over Cooper Kupp. I think this is going to be a showcase game for Kupp, by the way, where the Rams are just going to pelt him with targets. If they lose the game, they trade him. If they win the game, they keep him for at least another week. Hopefully he's healthy and he's good to go. They really took their time bringing him back. That's a good thing. So hopefully Cooper Kupp gets a lot of work in full PPR. top 10 type of fantasy wide receiver, but so is Neighbors. We know what he's capable of, and I think the Giants are going to have to throw a lot against the Steelers.
All right. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jake, Fredericksburg.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Jake.
You kind of already answered my question, Dave. I do have Tua, and he's actually in like an IR spot, so I got to move him. My other two are Darnold, who I hate starting Thursday night quarterbacks, and I have Drake May. Out of those three, if I'm starting Tua, should I drop Darnold or May?
I would drop May because I think you'd be more comfortable starting Darnold just in general if Tua were to miss time again. And you've got two of my top ten quarterbacks on your team. Darnold is ahead of Tua Tagovailoa. Man, I can't get his name right. But Darnold does have a good matchup against the Rams. I know that the Thursday night game is going to kind of mess things up for you. And if that's your process, then go ahead and stick with it. But I do think Darnold has some good upside for potentially three touchdowns against the Rams.
Hey, Dave, where are you looking at for Juwan Jennings if he goes, or Ricky Pearsall?
I like Jennings a lot more than Pearsall. I think, and listen, Pearsall is his first NFL game, so he kind of gets a pass for last week, but he looked kind of lost. And the two things that I came to know Pearsall for, number one, he was a great separator. I didn't see a lot of that in the first game. And number two, and this was especially when I watched him practice at the Senior Bowl, I thought he dealt with physicality a lot better than other wide receivers on the field. For example, I thought he dealt with, you know, being pressed and jostled and stuff like that better than Ladd McConkey did. And then in this game, he couldn't deal with it. So it is the NFL, and it's obviously a tougher level. So Pearsall's got to get used to it. Juwan Jennings has been there for a while. He's the one who can absolutely play in that Brandon Ayuk role. And I know the Ayuk role, you think of Brandon Ayuk, you think of him catching 40-yard bombs. Well, he wasn't really doing that this year. He was running a bunch of slants and shorter patterns. Jennings can do that. We saw what he did with a huge opportunity earlier this season. I think he can not do that again. Three touchdowns is crazy. But get you 12 PPR points as a floor. I think Juwan Jennings can do that. Still out there in a handful of leagues as well.
All right, let's get one more call in before the speed round.
All right,
prep everybody. Let them know it's coming.
Let's go to Aiden. Aiden, you're on with Dave Richard. Hey, buddy.
Hello. I'm 0-7 right now, and I just did a trade. Oh. I traded away Josh Allen for Trevor Lawrence and DeAndre Swift. Do you think I won that trade or no?
If it's a one quarterback league, you're probably giving the league away to somebody else, but you'll have a better lineup just by having Swift in it at running back. And there are people out there that are 0-7, and they're still fighting. And I commend those people.
I do too.
How do you get to 0-7?
Staying in it.
Bad luck?
Bad drafting? Bad free agent move?
Pretty common?
Hey, I'm 1-6, and I'm on that waiver wire, just ruining everyone's day.
You got to grind it every week, Valdez, no matter where you are in the standings. You know that. Can't quit.
Yeah. Well,
I still play hard.
League though, and quarterbacks get more points, but still.
All right, gotcha.
You're in trouble.
We wish you luck, sir.
Good luck, Aiden.
This is a good move.
Good luck, buddy.
All right, now it's speed round time. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice allowed. No dumb questions. No trade questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones. Drab will yell at you if you do that. And don't disrespect Dave's advice. Those are the rules.
What about the redundancy of flex spot?
That's a new one. Well, I'll add that to the list for next week.
Okay, not going to add it for today?
That's fine. Valdez added it. We're good.
All right, but so what does that mean, though?
I mean, you don't need to say, I need to play a guy in a flex.
Because who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right, let's go to Owen. Speed round, go.
Owen.
James Conner, Chuba Hubbard, or Najee Harris?
Call him Chuba.
Chuba.
Thank you.
Dave?
I said Chuba.
Oh, he said Chuba. Sorry, I didn't hear you, buddy. I'm sorry.
Chuba dooby doo.
Let's go to Corey. Speed round, go.
Getting Daniels hurt. Bo Nix, Matt Stafford, or Justin Herbert?
I think I've got Stafford the highest of those three.
Thank you.
All right, really? Let's go to...
You should be able to do better than that off your waiver.
Agree.
Go get it. You know, Russell Wilson looked really good. Everybody saw it on Sunday night. I would start him ahead of all those guys.
Let's go to Tyler. Speed round, go.
Stafford or wait on Jaden or Mariota?
I would go with Stafford, I think, over Mariota. I don't think Jaden Daniels was playing. By the way, the earlier question about Chuba or Connor, give me Connor instead against the
Dolphins. I'm curious. I know you have insiders.
He's got connections.
Why do you think he's not playing?
I just don't think I just have been told not to expect him to play because of the rib injury.
Who told you? Been told?
I mean, he's got like, sources.
Somebody with the team.
I can't. I'm just telling you what I've heard.
He can't reveal.
So what did he say exactly?
I've been told not to expect him to be out there.
That's what he said.
All right, he ain't playing then.
Get ready for Eminem Part 2.
Ugh.
Marcus Mariota drafts excited.
We're going to be big losers this week.
I do think Mariota played exceptionally well last week, and Zach Ertz said after the game, he's running the same type of offense that he ran at Oregon. That's when he won the Heisman, and he never ran that offense in the NFL. So this is something that agrees with Mariota. I think it's good for him. I just wouldn't start him against the Bears coming off of a bye. I think this is a big-time trap for him.
Grab the mic. This supersedes the speed round. Grab the mic. You have to.
I mean, Zach Ertz is just regurgitating what I said on Monday on the show. I'm a football savant. I knew it.
Well, he just said not to play him.
No, about Mariota and his offense.
Oh.
Right. No, it's an excellent observation. And if you made it before Zach Ertz said it on Sunday, then, you know, good for you. But it's really true. Like, Mariota, there's a reason why he looks so good. And it wasn't just because he was playing Carolina. Although
that helps.
Yeah, it does help.
Right.
Drab knows ball.
I'm going to text you some things too, Dave.
Okay. All right.
I texted him like 18 questions last week.
Let's go to Mike. Manassas, speed round, go.
Terry McLaurin or JSN?
I've got McLaurin over Smith and Jigba, but I do like Smith and Jigba a lot this week. It's closer than it should be between those two.
Oh, really?
Good luck.
Really?
Let's go to Steve. Speed round, go.
Geno or Baker? I can't trust Baker without his top two weapons in the passing game, so I guess I'll take Geno, but that's another one where I would rather go with Russell Wilson. I'd rather go with Aaron Rodgers over Russell Wilson, too. Both those veteran quarterbacks. Over
Gina. All right, let's go to Carlos. Speed round, go.
Super flex.
Oh, no. What happened to him?
He just paused.
He also said super flex.
Super flex is different than flex.
Super flex is different than flex. Multiple QBs.
Yeah, that's, you know what?
He can call back.
We're going to have to get together on the rules. That's a demerit.
Yeah.
Just so you know. All right, let's go to Josh. Josh, he's so anxious to hang up on you.
He is.
Josh, it literally makes his day.
Chuba or Travis Kelce?
Who is it?
Chuba or Travis?
Chuba.
I will take Kelce.
Oh, do you ever think about being a cop? I feel like you would like to jack guys up against the wall.
That's all the negative stuff.
Too hard of a job for me.
Too much pain.
Although I do appreciate law and order.
Yeah, I know you do.
But
I know you do. You wouldn't take any disrespect either. I feel like you would like that.
I'd be a bad cop.
Yeah, I think you.
He'd be tasing people left and right.
Would you be a little tantalized with all the drug money and everything?
definitely, putting stuff in my pocket.
I need to the evidence room.
All right, let's go to Chris. Chris, speed round, go.
Bo Nick.
He said, he just wants to hang up on
me. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I've never seen anybody so excited.
Those are the rules.
Ed, rules are rules. Yeah. Let's go to Eddie. Speed round, go.
Dak or Bo Nix?
Dak.
All right, and finally, go to our guy, John DePompa. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave. I'm in a PPSC league, Dave. That's where you get points for screaming at Cakes. Who screamed at Cakes more, Mean Gene when you wet the bed or George Mercier when you missed a layup?
Oh, man. Those are some old school polls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, what's the answer there?
It's a close one. Yeah, my dad wouldn't yell at me for wetting the bed. I think he was probably deep down like, what the hell's going on with this kid?
And George coached you in soccer, not basketball. That's kind of a botch.
There may have been some, but I do appreciate the George Mercier poll. That is a good old school name.
Basketball coach was Mr. Neal.
It's very inside. Very inside.
Very inside. Yeah.
All right, Dave, happy weekend. Best of luck to you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
If I may, just to try and trump Bish's story about winning two games by 3 points a few weeks ago in my Dynasty League, I lost by a third of a fantasy point. Yeah, we use decimals. We're nerds. Deal with it. 3 days later, a stat correction comes in on one of my IDPs where a pass defense is given to him. Pass defense are worth a full point. I win by 2/3 of a fantasy point, and I'm in first place in our dynasty league because of it.
That ruined that guy's week.
Well done, Dave. That's impressive. All right, Dave.
I got to even break the news to the guy while we were watching games together on Sunday. It's my boss.
You're running hot. Running hot, Dave. Well done. All right, we'll talk to you next week, man.
Good luck, guys.
See you, bro.
That's Dave Richard. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. You just heard Dave Richard say he's had people telling him, don't expect Jaden Daniels to start this weekend. Now, that's rumor and scuttle at this point. But if that happens, do you trust Marcus Mariota if he has to start against the Chicago Bears? We'll take your calls on that on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. We'll finally get to your calls on an open line Thursday next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll take your calls at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
It's an open line Thursday.
It is an open line Thursday, and the buzz is starting to grow that maybe Jaden Daniels will not play this weekend against the Chicago Bears. He missed practice yesterday. We just had Dave Richard, who's very plugged into the NFL, fantasy expert, who he said people are basically telling him, don't expect Jaden Daniels to play on Sunday. So that means Marcus Mariota would get the start. Do you trust him if he has to start the game?
Drabby's the biggest Commander fan in the history of the world.
He would,
this week.
He would be the only
just
person,
this week.
He'd be the only person going to Fanatics.com and ordering a Marcus Mariota Commander's jersey.
Like, I know that I actually bought a Mariota jersey for my son at one point.
Okay.
I can't remember. He went through a little jersey phase probably when he was like 11 or 12. And he had a Mariota jersey.
I'm guessing a Titans jersey when he was with Tennessee. Okay.
That is our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. I'll say, yes, I'll trust him. Do I expect him to have a performance like he did on Sunday where he only had 5 incompletions, had 2 touchdowns, and looked good? No, but I think Marcus Mariota is a competent backup quarterback in the league and can be a good spot starter. I still, if you told me right now that Jaden was playing, I said this last night, I went on the Ref the District podcast, I'd give the Commanders a 75% chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me Marcus Mariota's starting, I give them a 50.1% chance to win.
All right, still,
I think he's competent. So I trust him to be Marcus Mariota.
Hmm. I think he's competent. He's obviously proven, you know, a worthy NFL player. He just, I don't know, man. I didn't see the repeatability of what he was doing. So we'll see. I don't have a lot of confidence. If Jaden plays, I would pick us. With Mariota playing, I would probably
pick
if
they're
the
able
Bears.
To run the ball like they have been early in the season, and he doesn't have to throw the ball more than, like, I don't know, 28 or 30 times, I think the Commanders have a really good shot at winning. But
that's the Jaden script. Jaden doesn't throw for more than 28, yeah. 30 times.
Just try to stick to that script.
I think that's what they're
possible.
Probably going to do. But I think it could be a shootout because I think Chicago's going to score. They got a bunch of guys. They got a bunch of dudes, man. They got Swift. They've got a good tight end. They've
Komet.
Got they've got three good receivers. I mean, they've got guys that Caleb can go to. So I kind of think it's going to be, unless, like you said, Washington just establishes the run and burns clock. I don't know where Chicago ranks.
I think that's going to be clearly their MO is to try to keep that Chicago offense sidelined as much as possible.
How would you answer your question, Cakes? Do you trust Marcus Mariota? I'll say yes.
Again, like you said, I trust him as a spot starter. I don't trust him as if it came out that Jaden Daniels, God forbid, would have to miss the rest of the season for whatever ailment, then I wouldn't answer the same way. But if he has to start this week and possibly next week, I can live with that because I'd put him in the top, I don't know, 8 to 10 backup quarterbacks in the league, maybe even higher if you need to lean on a guy like that. But I don't want to do it for more than a start or two.
Drabby, are you now rooting for the Commanders this week?
Oh, big.
Absolutely.
Has to.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I'm rooting for an individual performance of a lifetime from Mariota.
Yes,
I mean, it's
are.
Tough to beat last week's, but I told you, he just needed the right system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And look, if they're letting him run the Oregon system where he flourished,
he's had buffoon coaches his entire career. I mean, Ken Whisenhunt, Arthur Smith, Vrabel. He can't run it. He's not an offensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what? He's got the magic wand of Cliff Kingsbury sprinkling that dust on him. maybe that.
Now, there's
that
a
is
part
it.
Of me that believes that Cliff Kingsbury could make unathletic Mike Maher look good out there.
I'm not sure.
He's that much of a
genius.
Why
you got to do Mike? He's already suffering from the bad haircut, man. You got to just jumping
bad
from
haircut,
the top rope. The
ultimate straight.
He's acting like he grabbed rim, too. He's even lower than me.
He's having a day.
Right. I definitely wasn't lower than Mike Maher. Let's not put that out there.
Oh, no.
When you guys did the box test, the box underneath the rim, Drab was higher than you.
Okay. Well, I never tried the box test. I just tried to grab rim and was very short.
Very short. All right, so Drab, do you actually think, okay, obviously you're rooting for him. Do you actually think he can pull it off?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I mean, he's not going to, I don't think, he's good for one interception. Put that down. Mm-hmm. That's fine. He'll be one. You go, dang it, what are you doing, donk? But he'll move the ball down the field. He'll put him in position. They're not going to score 50 points this week, probably not. But I think you can get to the 30s with Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
were not we sure about somewhere? That.
I like that prediction. If it holds,
okay, high 20s. How we need high,
let's look 20,
27 to 30.
You take 27 points because that probably would beat the Bears.
My memory's so shot. Were we somewhere? Mariota's been with us for how long? Since like
this season.
Yeah, when did they sign him? Like in February or something?
Sometime.
Did we
the
go out to a mini camp or anything? We didn't. Right. The only thing I've seen is social media posts.
Right.
He looks enormous when I see him on those posts. So tall.
He's like tall 6'4". And wiry.
Yeah, 6'4".
Yeah, he looks like really like way taller than everybody else.
He added him on March 12th, Eric.
Yeah.
He and JD are probably about the same size. Pretty
he
close.
He looks bigger than me, but
might be slightly bigger.
Maybe he's not.
Who was the quarterback they said they wanted first?
Before Mariota?
That turned him down? And then we had a whole debate whether it was they were going to draft Jaden because they signed Marcus, but then there was someone else they went after.
Were they in the hunt for Minshew? I don't remember.
I was lobbying for Minshew.
It was a pocket passer.
A pocket passer.
I think it was Darnold. Was it Darnold?
Maybe. I don't think Darnold was ever mentioned here. Not that I can recall.
You're more in the weeds on that than us because it's a Mariota thing. The only thing we guessed was that that was maybe a tell that they were going to go after Jaden, and then later they admitted it was a tell.
I don't know. Lock?
They might have talked about Drew Lock. For a second. Do you think, honestly, I'm
I don't remember who it was.
Kind of stunned right now. Do you take, like, we've known Dane for a long time. Do you think that Dave has real intel that's real?
Yes.
And that, I mean, obviously somebody told him that, but it's like someone that would know.
I think he probably has good sources with a lot of NFL teams.
And so they're saying, so maybe he talked to a trainer.
I don't know who his source might be.
I'm just speculating.
Yeah, I wouldn't have an idea.
I know you don't know. I'm just speculating. Mm-hmm. Maybe he talks to all the trainers.
I trust his intel. If people are telling him they don't think Jaden's going to go, I think he probably has a pretty good pipeline into that.
Did he say it was someone within the team?
He wouldn't say.
He wouldn't say.
What if it's just a beat guy? What if it's just a media guy?
I mean, it could be. That could be it, too.
Could be. Because I think there is that perception. I talked to somebody yesterday, like I said, and they said they didn't think he was going to play.
Yeah. What time is their practice?
Who did you talk? Who's your source? Somebody with the team?
Yes.
I can't tell you.
Somebody actively employed by the team right now.
Yes. But I don't think what they told me was top secret info. It was their gut, just from what they had been sort of guessing and feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like it wasn't like a team doctor said, hey, right, he ain't playing or something. You know what I mean?
Team doctor would never tell you that.
I know. I'm just saying.
My source is also within the team.
That Twitter doctor I talked about earlier, he says expect Cup to play with no issues tonight.
All right.
That's his.
He's already in one of my lines.
I see Cup cleared to play. Mm-hmm. Nakua not cleared to play.
I think he's further down the road.
Yeah, he's probably a couple weeks
away. Oh, I thought Nakua was close.
He might be close, but he's not playing tonight.
800-636-1067. Do you trust Marcus Mariota if Jaden Daniels doesn't play on Sunday against the Bears? Again, I think that there are degrees of trust.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust him to light it up and have some 400-yard game.
You just
game
trust that he's
going to
keep him in the mix, keep him in the game.
I hope he runs more than he throws.
And like the Bears are good against the run, but they're not like Baltimore Ravens level good against the run.
Are they middle of the pack?
They're allowing 112 per game on the ground. Like, you can kind of get there on the ground against the Bears.
But I think they're only giving them, 17 points a game or something
like
that?
Yeah, it's like 15.8, 16 points.
Dude.
They're locking teams down.
That's stingy.
Now, they've played some Scrabinis. They've played the Jags. They've played the Panthers. I'd have to look at who else has been on their schedule. They've played some real dregs. So, you can argue they haven't faced an offense. They played the Titans. They did hold the Texans to 19 points and a loss.
By the way, is the bloom off C.J. Stroud's rose a little bit?
Well,
I mean, he's definitely not duplicating what he did last year.
I mean, he lost his best wide out by far in Nico Collins.
They're still 5-2.
Okay,
but he's suffering because Nico Collins is sidelined.
Yeah, I mean, he took his best receiver away.
I don't think he's been bad this year.
He hasn't been, like, last year level good.
Yeah.
But part of that is Nico Collins is his best receiver by far. Like, he's way better than Diggs, way better than Tank Dell. And he's missing with a hamstring.
He's got 10 touchdowns, only 4 picks, QBR 60.2.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good.
I mean, this past week was awful because he didn't even throw for 100 yards. But
I mean,
the other weeks, he's been pretty darn good.
Tied for 7th in passing yards in the NFL.
Let's take a quick deep dive on the offenses that the Bears have faced so far. The Titans, the Texans, the Colts, Rams, Panthers, and Jaguars. There's maybe one good offense out of those 6 teams.
No, you're right.
One. And that's the
Texans. Still think it's going to be a test.
It will be a test. Caleb's play has upticked over the last 2 games. But again, his last 2 opponents are the Panthers and the Jaguars. The Jaguars are the easiest team to throw on in the entire league.
Mm.
The easiest.
That is true.
They're the best matchup for a quarterback you can get. And the Panthers can't be far behind.
Do you think they're going to go after Caleb a lot, but knowing that he's so, you know, versatile, and that he could take off and run? Or do you think they'll just kind of try to keep him contained?
I mean, from what I saw Scott Abraham talking to Deron Payne, he said, we just need to keep him in the pocket. And he said, I think we're going to be good if we keep him in the pocket. I'm paraphrasing Deron Payne. Can't let him get outside of the edges and improvise like a mini Patrick Mahomes. If he starts doing that, because he's got wheels too. Like, he doesn't have Jaden wheels, but
If he can run,
if he breaks the edge,
no doubt
he can get a 20 or 30 yard gain with the quickness.
All right, let's go to Moose in Falls Church, 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, Moose, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, what's happening? Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, I think we can trust Mariota to do simple things. I don't think we should ask too much of him. Let's try to keep it simple, meaning let's stick to the run game. You guys touched on it just a couple seconds ago. He's capable of still moving. I mean, yeah, he's not, you know, lightning speed, but he can get out of the pocket if need be. Let's hope he doesn't commit any type of, you know, no turnovers, play a smart game. I think Kingsbury's going to dial up a good game plan, but ultimately, it's going to come down to the defense. Our defense.
Right.
We got to keep it well balanced. We can't ask too much of him. We can't keep, you know, it's just got to be a well balanced attack, defensively and offensively.
Right.
I think we can trust Mariota. He's a good veteran.
Right. Appreciate the call. 800-636-1067 is the number. Do you trust Marcus Mariota if he has to start this weekend for the Commanders against the Bears? We'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on an Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. And what we're talking about is Marcus Mariota possibly starting for the Commanders. How does that make you feel about Sunday's game against the Bears?
Not great.
I know CBS doesn't love it because they flexed and they moved the game. They thought it was going to be number one versus number two, Caleb versus
Can
Jayden.
Can they flex back? Is that even possible?
Maybe you're not going to have
I think they're committed.
That Although, matchup.
I think Bickle likes the fact that it's still going to stay at 4:05 because you don't have to leave as early from wherever you're going to be.
I like it too. I've got an 11:45 game. Big playoff game on Sunday.
This is a weird request, Valdez. Can you find Roger Goodell botching Marcus Mariota's name in the draft a few years back? I guess when he was drafted by the Tennessee Titans. I mean, it always makes me laugh.
Like our caller, he was calling him Mariota, too, or whatever he was calling
him. But Goodell's was especially egregious.
He also couldn't say ultimately.
That's true. Yeah, the caller struggled.
He's probably a little nervous. Yeah. A little nervous.
Well, I get it.
Yeah. Nervous, man. Nervous.
I mean, you don't need to do it right now, Valdez. It just makes me chuckle. And I know it. It brings a smile to Drab's face, too.
I think they can win with Marcus Mariota on Sunday.
The Tennessee Titans select Marcus Mariota.
Mariota.
put an O on
it's,
the end
it's
of it.
Always good. I love to hear that. It warms my dark black heart.
Cakes, how many teams are on bye this week, if any?
None. I don't believe any are on bye this week.
No byes. Okay.
And then next week, I think there are two, but I can double check that. But I believe this week you're bye free this week.
I think you're right. And there's no London game, not until November 10th.
I think there's like a Germany game coming up soon. Not this weekend, but the next few weeks.
November 10th, I believe. Maybe it is in Germany. November 10th. Can you imagine going out to the Giants Panthers game?
In Germany? Germany
if wherever they're playing there. Yeah.
Well, they may never.
Brutal.
They may never have.
It'll be packed, though.
Yeah.
Have run his college system, you know, that he most excelled at the pro level. But as, you know, I think Drab and JP have alluded to, in his rookie year, you know, he did have a decent rookie year. In fact, it was about this time, it was a couple weeks later, in November against New Orleans, he was 28 for 39 for 371 yards, Cakes, and 4 touchdowns.
It was also 9 years ago. Eight or nine years ago, right?
He's had big games before.
He has had big games.
I don't think this is going to happen to Jayden, but I pointed this out a few weeks ago. If you looked at Marcus Mariota's first 5 or 6 games, you would have thought that guy's going to take over the league. And then it kind of slowed down with a couple blips. I mean, he ultimately had a pretty good rookie season.
I mean, I don't know. I think you're exaggerating a little bit. So his second start, he was 21-39 for 274, only 53 completion percentage. 20-29, 268. 3-1.
I think the first 4 games he had 8 touchdowns with only 3 picks, if I recall.
No.
Something like that.
He had he had 6-4 in his first 4 games. He had
sure you're looking at
10 2015. He had 10-5 at one point in his first year. I mean,
look, I think they're going to have
fine, but I mean, they were 1-5.
I think they wanted
in their first six games.
They wanted to throw the ball as little as possible. I think they want him to just.
Oh, you know what?
Turn
I'm
around.
Looking at the back end of it, JP.
Yeah, I told you, you're looking at it the wrong way.
I'm looking at it the back end.
It screws you up on ESPN because
he was at 8-2.
You want to look at the top as
the
first.
I'm sorry,
games.
That's my mistake.
He was 8-2, then 8-3, and then 9-5.
So they went 1-7 down the stretch.
Yes,
or they did.
That's what I was telling you.
Okay.
That
I'm sorry,
early
I read it
season,
backwards. I read it backwards.
Yeah, his early season, he had a lot of success. Similar to Jaden Daniels, and then he had a personal swoon, as did the team.
All right, let's go to a couple calls.
All right, let's go to Blake in Myrtle Beach.
Blake.
Are you in the Nubs Myrtle? Or the,
you
are you
North
in North Myrtle or
North.
South Myrtle?
I'm in Surfside Beach, but I wanted to make it clear it was Myrtle.
So, all right. Okay. How far is Surfside from Myrtle?
About 20 minutes south.
Right, south of it.
South,
okay.
So it's probably Nubs, right?
Yeah.
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 I like that you admit
one
it.
One quick answer.
I like that you admit it. One all right, what's going answer. On, Blake?
What do you think?
All right, I think that if you signed Marcus and Mariota in the offseason for a reason. This is the first time he's been running his college offense. You got to trust him. You got no choice. He's done it throughout the entire offseason. Why are we acting like the Bears are so scary? I mean, this is the Bears we're talking about. We can trust Marcus Mariota to go win one game. He looked good. Got to trust him.
I like your general theme.
Right, he's got faith in them.
They're the Bears.
I don't
he's
think,
believing.
Yeah, I don't think the
me,
Bears.
I like that theme,
Blake. I don't think the Bears are scary. I just think they're going to be a test because of they got a good rookie quarterback and they've got three good receivers. They got a good back, got a good tight end. I think just offensively, I think they're a test. I don't think they're scary.
I agree. They're a test, but our defense has been improving. You got to trust Marcus Mariota. If that's the question, the answer is yes, I trust him.
All right, you trust him. All right, thank you, buddy. Do you realize that this is maybe the first time in history of back-to-back Blakes? With Blake and Myrtle Beach. Did you realize that when you were answering
it's
the call?
It's a Junks first.
Yeah, now we have Blake in Alexandria. Hey, Blake. What's up, buddy?
Wow, Blake in Alexandria. Yeah, I mean, but I'm a Chicago Bears fan. I grew up in Illinois.
What part?
Arlington Heights, where maybe the Bears are going to end up. Who knows?
Chicago burb.
Okay.
Yeah. Bears defense is a lot better than people think that it is, and especially if Jaden Daniels is not playing this game, it's not going to look good for Commanders, I don't think.
Because you think the Bears will get after him?
I think the Bears will get after Marcus Mariota, and I think Caleb Williams is playing really well right now, and the Bears are, like, on the upswing. And I think the Commanders are, too, on the upswing, but if there's no Jaden Daniels, then they're kind of on, like, a plateau.
Did you see us just put 40 on them last week?
Have the Bears faced the highest-scoring team in the league yet? I don't think that's happened.
Is the highest scoring team with Marcus Mariota or with Jaden Daniels?
I'm just giving you highest.
Well, you know the answer to that.
Right, I have a question for you though, honestly. So I have a good friends. They're from Chicago area, and the dad's a big football guy. And prior to like a week or two ago, he was still lamenting the loss of Fields. He liked Fields.
Well,
have the fan base
always,
embraced
we
Caleb?
Always do that. I was never on that. But that's a Bears fan like lament always, like you know, whatever.
A lot of woe is me for that
you guys
fan
put
base.
40, have you guys put up 40 with your backup quarterback yet?
We kind of did, yeah, last
well,
week.
Last week they put up 40.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden was responsible
Ricky,
for three.
Did you watch the game?
They basically put up 37 with the backup.
Well, I mean, the defense got some. But...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was against the Panthers. Yeah, they suck.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right. Well, you're.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Thanks for the call, Blake.
He's the
number
second
two
of the two Blakes. The first Blake was better. not by a lot, but he was better.
The reason why these people are callers, Case.
Yeah. Right. Of course.
They're callers course, and not hosts.
Of course, there's a reason. Yeah. All right. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour at 9:45, we will talk some Washington Capitals with Nick Dowd. He joins us every week. Caps coming off a heater as they punish the Flyers last night at Capital One Arena. He'll join us at 9:45 here on The Junk.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.